Hey there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Our Refuge, was written by John Blaze. A place where the buffalo roamed in North America. That's truly what it was in the beginning. The Plains Indians followed bison there until settlers moved in with herds and crops. The land was later used as a chemical manufacturing site after Pearl Harbor during World War II. Then, even later, for Cold War weapon demilitarization. But then one day, a roost of bald eagles was discovered there. And soon, the Rocky Mountain Arsenal National Wildlife Refuge was born. A 15,000-acre expanse of prairie, wetland, and woodland habitat on the edges of the metropolis of Denver, Colorado. It's now one of the largest urban refuges or sanctuaries in the country. A safe, protected home for more than 300 species of animals, from black-footed ferrets to burrowing owls to bald eagles and, you guessed it, roaming buffalo. The psalmist tells us that God is our refuge. Far greater than any earthly place of refuge, God is our true sanctuary, a safe, protected presence in whom we live and move and have our being. He's our refuge in whom we can place our trust at all times. And he's our sanctuary where we can boldly bring all our prayers, pouring out our hearts. God is our refuge. That's who he was in the beginning, who he is now, and who he always will be. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you so much for being our safe and protected dwelling place, where we can find rest and refuge in you. When we feel overwhelmed by the stresses of this world, remind us that we can come to you and that you will comfort us. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.